Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Certainly is, and this morning in the studio we've got Annabelle Cranswick, who is a master's student in the Faculty of Science, and you've just handed in your research, so congrats.
Oh, thank you.
Looking into the southern right whale. Now, this is quite amazing because it's not something we see very often here in Aotearoa, but that's kind of been the focus of what you've been looking at. Do you want to describe your research for us, Annabelle?
Yeah, so a good part of my research was looking at the whale's recovery around the mainland.
Right.
So these guys hang out down in the Auckland Islands, which is like way offshore down there. And, you know, they used to actually come around the mainland all the time.
True.
But then after the whaling, you know, just not having enough whales, mm-hmm. they kind of lost that knowledge of this area. Yeah, we've slowly been seeing them coming back up around every kind of winter. It's a kind of hotspot time, particularly mums and calves, which is always cool. But yeah, so the research is just kind of checking in, seeing if they're coming up more and seeing what's going on. Yeah,
it's a really interesting thing, that like loss of generational knowledge, because I think that's something that's always kind of incredible to think about, is how animals can pass on information through their genes basically to their offspring about journeys that they've done or migrations that they've done, which that actual animal has maybe never done in its own lifetime. That's quite a wild thing, and then to lose that must be hugely devastating for the ecosystem in many ways. How long, or over what sort of length of period, have we sort of had this lack of right whales, southern right whales around New Zealand? It must be a couple of hundred years now? Or
yeah, so the bulk of the whaling kind of happened in the end of the 1800s into the 1900s, and then we had a bit of illegal Soviet whaling in the 60s, which depleted that population a bit more. But yeah, these whales, they can, we don't really know what their knowledge is, you know.
Right,
we are
yeah.
getting the whales coming up around, but it is just so rare. So maybe are these whales just now re-exploring, so they've fully lost the knowledge, but they're just, you know, expanding their range and happen to stumble upon this nice place.
Now, one of the things that's really interesting about your research is you've been trawling social media.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
So when I first looked into the sightings data, I noticed that there just wasn't that much, and I was like, well, surely, you know, it's 2021 at the time, I was like, well, where would you post a picture of a whale? You're going to post it on Facebook. You're going to post it up. That kind of seems to be the new age version of posting a sighting. So I thought, okay, let's tackle social media. I found a few groups and pages that specifically, you know, dedicated kind of, what would you call it, a citizen scientist.
Love that.
Yeah. And these guys are posting up their sightings and saying, hey guys, there's a whale here at this time.
Cool.
You know, go check it out. And what I found is that when you use social media, most of the time these people are posting up with images, and that's what I needed the most.
Wicked.
Yeah.
So what does a southern right whale look like?
Well, they're quite, I like to describe them as kind of like a pug of the sea, like,
oh, nice.
Other than the size, they're quite like, you know, stocky, and they've got these big, big heads that have these white patches called callosities on them. And they also don't have a dorsal fin on their back. So,
oh, true.
Yeah, so you can kind of tell from just the flat back. And then they even have these weird, like, big paddle-shaped fins.
Oh,
so
my God.
You can kind of tell a lot from not much at all, really, which is key when it comes to just posting up photos, I can
totally
tell.
Yeah. That's so awesome. So what was the response from some of these groups? Were you sort of saying, hey, I'm doing this research, if you see something, let me know? Or were you just kind of an observer in the page?
Yeah, I was a full observer. So I kind of looked back to both of the pages started around 2013, and I did my research back up to 2010. So just from 2013 onwards, I trawled every post that mentioned a southern right whale.
Amazing.
And yeah, found some really cool stuff, and also saw trends over time and, you know, differences and kind of the social media age as well, I guess.
Yeah, that's interesting, the way people's cameras have got a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What is one of the things that you've been the most surprised by your research? Because I guess you sort of go in with a thesis, with an idea that you want to sort of pull apart. What has been one of the things that's kind of been surprising and stuck with you from this work?
What was really surprising is that this population is recovering really, really well down in the Auckland Islands.
That's cool. That's great
awesome.
News.
Great news. But they're just not really coming back up to the mainland. And so just seeing that the sightings aren't increasing kind of at that same rate that the population's growing, I guess is just... That's where the questions come in to have they just fully lost this knowledge now? So, yeah, just kind of seeing that the sightings aren't increasing, even when I've used multiple methods to find these sightings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it comes to that information, so knowing that the sightings aren't necessarily increasing, is there sort of like an action attached to that? Is there sort of an attempt to try and encourage the whales this way? Or is it more to just understand what's happening?
Well, for all we know, to be fair, they could be there.
Right.
It really is... this kind of information is really reliant on the public. They need to be out... eyes and ears kind of, you know, all around New Zealand. So what I notice the most with social media is you're going to get all these sightings in places where the population is dense.
Got you. Okay.
So take the west coast of the South Island. There's not that many sightings there because there's not that many people there.
No.
And so, yeah, in that scenario, we kind of had more sightings from, say, dock rangers that are on the coast. Mm. So, yeah.
Really interesting research. Thank you so much, Annabelle, for coming in and chatting to us about the southern right whale, the pug of the sea. And congrats on handing it in. It must be a big relief.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're most welcome.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.